Well, good evening. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. It is the Inside Hour, picking up in July. We've taken a couple-week break, and I hope you've missed us. I've missed you, and we're back on the air every Tuesday night. We'll be bringing the Inside Hour to you via bbsradio.com, and thank you for joining us. In case you're not aware of my program and what I do, you might want to peruse the website, www.drlenhorowitz.com. That's drlenhorowitz.com. And pick up from where I've left off the last couple years dealing with the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel involved in global genocide. That's the bad news. And the great news is the spiritual renaissance that really is coming on full strong, full speed ahead, blessing so many people, so many of our colleagues and friends, our loved ones are being uplifted. It is a virtual rapture in the Judeo-Christian sense. And so if you are looking for not only the bad news and maybe even tired of the bad news and looking for ways to get out into breaking free of the enslavery and the conditions by which we are made far less than we can be by the manipulations of the media and the public's minds, well, that's the Inside Hour's purpose, is to bring you the latest and the greatest material on the bad news as well as the good news, and that's pretty much going to be a orientation to tonight's program. In the first half hour, I'm going to be sharing with you what is going on in the Great Northwest. God's country, it has been called. It has been. I've lived here. It is a magnificent place. It's the most majestic place in America, in my opinion, my humble opinion. The reality, however, is there is extraordinary changes taking place here that you need to know about concerning the chemical pollution and the annihilation of our waterways with the toxic chemicals, sonar, as well as 2,4-D, both Dow chemicals, herbicides, and believe me, you'll want to tune in on this program to find out what's really taking place, hideously, the contamination of the Great Northwest. And I want to also bring you the second half hour, the bottom of the hour, we're going to be introducing you to a good friend of mine, Melinda, who is going to be sharing with you some of her own prophetic revelations that I got a call from her, and she has a lot of wonderful things to share that I'm sure many of you likewise are feeling the same things, and it's happening for me, it's happening for my family and my loved ones and friends. We are waking up, and there's a lot of awesome divine revelations to be heralded and celebrated, and that's what we're going to do in the second half of the Inside Hour this evening. I want to thank our host, first of all, bbsradio.com. Don Newsom is doing an awesome job in administration of this fabulous network. If you have friends or family that would like to get great news, cutting-edge material on the spiritual renaissance, as well as waking people up to the decimation that is ongoing, unfortunately for those who have no awareness, they have no insight, they're ignorant, they're lacking awareness and consciousness. If you want to wake those folks up, the best place to do it is on bbsradio.com, and it's my privilege to join Don and friends, Fred Bell and others, on this great network. Have your friends and family visit bbsradio.com and receive this broadcast and many, many others. Check out the website. Look at the list of fabulous hosts who are sponsoring these programs, and do yourself a favor and your family and friends a favor. Listen in. Now, I also want to thank www.healthyworlddistributing.com. If you're looking for my material, any of the books and tapes and audios and videos and DVDs over the last virtually two decades, literally since 1990, I guess we're getting on to now 26 years. That's amazing. You know, I've been engaged in health science and U.S. government cover-up investigations, have published a number of books, in fact, 15. I have three bestsellers. The first was Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional, dealt with the origin. That is the man-made origin of HIV, AIDS, and the Ebola viruses. produced in Litton Bionetics Research Labs under the National Cancer Institute's contracts with Project Officer Dr. Gallo, who is the guy who was credited in 1984 for having discovered HIV. Well, guess what? 15 years before he was given that credit, he actually helped to create numerous AIDS-like and Ebola-like viruses. And, you know, I'm not going to report on what I experienced in Africa. I just got back from South Africa a couple weeks ago. Suffice it to say that in good neighborhoods in South Africa, 30%, 3 out of 10 people of neighborhoods that are good and well-funded or relatively prosperous neighborhoods now, 3 out of 10 people have HIV and or AIDS. And they're immediately diagnosed and then put on this hideous chemical cocktails that are causing the decimation of their immune systems and ultimately their own demise. So that's the good news in South Africa. The bad news is in the impoverished areas, you have between 50 and 60% of the people have HIV. And I was there to help support not only the Liberty League International in their activities, but also probably the world's top AIDS benefit. It was called Positive 2006, and the effort raised approximately 2 million rand. That's the equivalent of approximately $1.5 million for the addition of a wing. I'm sorry, that's about $800,000 to $1 million for the addition of a wing, a whole new construction on a beautiful children's hospice run by an absolute saint. And this is in South Africa. It's near Sun City. And it is a very, very worthy project to help support. So that I was there for that purpose. And I have to tell you that it's sad. It's good. It's a great project. But it's extremely sad to realize this is virtually putting Band-Aids on a hemorrhaging wound. You have HIV/AIDS causing a genocidal decimation of massive populations in Africa and elsewhere. And without getting to the truth, which is in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, concerning the man-made origin of this hideous plague, well, you know, you're not going to stop this thing, and it's going to fulfill ultimately the prophetic words, the book Revelation particularly, which calls for or prophesied two-thirds of the world's population approximately being eliminated. Well, that's approximately what is going to be taking place because that's about what the global industrialists have established as their depopulation objectives, to reduce 2 out of every 3 of you people listening to me broadcasting tonight. Well, beyond the book, the bestseller Emerging Viruses, you can go to healthyworlddistributing.com and get the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. It's really started a revolution back in 1999 when we revealed the original musical scale. The original musical scale, called the original solfeggio, is ultimately what allowed me to develop the 3E, the evolutionary energy enhancer, based on the revelation of the perfect circle of sound. Sound on water, if you remember the book of Genesis, how in the beginning there was the creator, the word, which is sound, and the water, and out of the water came everything. Well, that's the beauty of the revelations that we started with the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and it has prompted musicians worldwide to retune their instruments. The tuning forks to do that are on www.healthyworlddistributing.com, as well as the books and the information you need to know in order to begin to develop the new music, the new song. And you want to get excited, you can begin to see that we have an international effort already begun. The seed has been planted. The vision has been projected. It is www.liveh20.org. Go to that website and you can begin to see what it is that we're doing to develop the beginning times concert for the 144,000, as prophesied in the book of Revelation, Revelation 14:1, and you can begin to see that musicians, even non-Christian, non-Jewish musicians, and some Jews and some Christians, oh, this is a a non-exclusive event. It is a multi-denominational event. It is a world-saving, spiritually uplifting event that we're now engaged in developing, and it's based on, again, Revelation 14:1, where in the end times it has been prophesied that there will be an extraordinary gathering of people, loving human beings, humble servants of our Creator, who assemble to sing a new song in such a way as to instantaneously and miraculously deliver this entire planet back from deception, delusion, decimation, and the devil. And so that's what we're doing here. And we now have the revelations. It's basically simple mathematics and physics, and it's basic an understanding of sound on water is how it's going to be done. And those are the revelations that we began in the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, that now, as of about 6 weeks ago, we published the book Walk on Water. And if you get a chance, take a look at the book Walk on Water. Go online to healthyworlddistributing.com and begin to read about this extraordinary work. It is being sold by the case. Ideally, you can order single copies for $16 and change, but we highly recommend after you get done reading your first copy that you order them by the case for $4 and change, and then get them out to everybody you can. Get your congregations, get your organizations behind this project to make people aware that our Creator has not let humanity down. That in fact, the prophecy, end times prophecy that said in the end times all the greatest truths shall be known. Well, these are some of the greatest truths ever known. And of course, if the truth shall set you free, the greatest truths have the optimal emancipation capacity. And so we are being uplifted and freed in the understanding that indeed heaven on earth is near. It's not just far off or near in time. It is right here, right now. We're being in it. We're talking in it. We're exuding it. It is the electromagnetic matrix of love, frequencies of sound that are being played from a virtual universal orchestra from the heavenly throne. Our Creator is uplifting everything, including every cell in our body, every genetic strand is vibrating to that loving essence, and that is what's taking place now for more and more people. We're going to be talking about that later this evening, this inside hour. So let me, besides that, I want to bring your attention to the final bestseller that I was privileged to write. It is called Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. And that book became a bestseller after I was on Trinity Broadcasting Network a couple times, invited back to herald this work to the Christian community internationally. TBN, of course, Praise the Lord program is what I was on, of course, goes out to about 64 million households. So that you can appreciate that this community was very appreciative of getting the information as to how to protect yourself in this trying era, how to prepare your temple of Yah, your temple of the Holy Spirit in your body to protect you against the current and coming plagues. And there are five simple steps that I go over in the book in a very simple way with a lot of practical things that you should be doing right now with your loved ones right now to be defending yourself against infectious diseases and chronic ailments. And those five steps are the following. Number one, detoxification. It's time to do some fasting. It's time to do some purging, getting rid of those chemicals and heavy metals, those burdening things to your immune system, your body. Electric needs to become free to sing the heavenly love songs and to be uplifted in that Holy Spirit power of divine love. And in order to do that, you got to get rid of the garbage. Take the garbage out. Give yourself a tune-up. And like you take your car to get an oil change, well, that's what you've got to do with your Holy Spiritual temple, is clean it out. And so number one is detoxification. Number two is deacidification. That one subject matter is worth its weight in gold. If you simply understood hydrogen and oxygen that element, those two elements combined in the molecule of water, H2O, hydrogen is involved in the power of hydrogen, which is pH. And if you understood that your body electric and your body chemistry is totally dependent on electron flow, the energetic processing particle for your entire being is the electron flows, and that pH and hydrogen, particularly the hydrogen element and the electrons associated with hydrogen, that capacity to alter your body chemistry resides with hydrogen and oxygen, the hydroxyl radical, the hydroxyl OH negative, H positive, that chemistry alone. If you understood that, you could be totally free of all diseases, virtually every single disease, all the chronic killers, from cancer to the arthritic conditions, all the autoimmune diseases, most of them, of course, vaccine-induced. If you read the book Emerging Viruses and listen to the tape on the DVD called, or the CD called, Horowitz on Vaccines, you will learn that vaccines have been primarily responsible for not simply this brain damage in our nation's youth, the skyrocketing rates of autistic spectrum disorders, but also this whole array of new plagues called autoimmune diseases. Everything from, well, here's a short list, chronic fatigue, immune dysfunction, fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, chronic crippling rheumatoid arthritis, adult and juvenile type 1 diabetes, Crohn's disease, Guillain-Barré, Stevens-Johnson syndrome, Bell's palsy, and many more besides the childhood injuries, lymphoma, leukemia. This whole increase in lymphoma came directly out of the vaccine labs, Litton Bionetics. Read the book Emerging Viruses. You will see the documents there, including the contracts. Well, this whole issue of vaccine injury, you can begin to understand why it is that we tell people don't get vaccinated with anything under any circumstance. Keep your loved ones and yourselves free of this toxic burden. But the step number two, deacidification, when you change your body's chemistry, you make yourself more alkaline, and then you will become virtually impregnable to these hideous inflammatory conditions that are associated with the immune system gone haywire, hypersensitized by these vaccines and many, many other plagues and illnesses. Cancers, again, most cancers love, absolutely thrive in an acidified environment. You change it, you make it more alkaline, the cancers simply regress, they turn around, and they disappear. And that's what we've seen time and time again. So step number two in the Healing Celebrations material is vitally important for your own physical safety and salvation. It is deacidification. Step three is boosting or normalizing natural immunity. In the book Healing Celebrations, I give you numerous things to do to help boost or normalize immune systems gone haywire or lacking in their productivity. So again, cancer cells or inflammatory conditions and infectious diseases are all dependent upon the immune system to resolve, to treat that holistically. That is, boost and normalize your immune system through every way possible, physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, environmentally, and above all, spiritually. That is what we cover in step three in the book Healing Celebrations. Step four is oxygenation, and step five is bioenergetics. Everything from prayer and hands-on healing to the Rife therapy machines and healing through color, sound, frequency, light, all of those things is what is extremely important in the book Healing Celebrations, presented in a beautiful manner in which we can integrate scripture and the understanding of love coming from the heavenly throne, our universal creator, who is always giving, always forever giving, forgiving, and that is extremely wonderful as a model for our own human behavior. In fact, superhuman behavior, and that's where we should be and are, in fact, now evolving, uplifting our consciousness and our own integrity to harmonize and commune with the Holy Spirit power and the mathematical matrix. Again, Heaven on earth is near. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, then all else shall fall unto you. And that is the spiritual renaissance in which we are engaged. So that's our HealthyWorldDistributing.com support main sponsor for the Insight Hour, the publishing group Tetrahedron, and publishing at tetrahedron.org. There are links from drlenhorowitz.com as well as healthyworlddistributing.com to the publishing website tetrahedron.org, and there you will find an archive of articles that are wonderful, that are very informative, very important, urgent, in fact, uplifting, as well as extremely meaningful for safety and health in the articles archive, not only on drlenhorowitz.com, but also in tetrahedron.org. We have some also wonderful friends and colleagues that are engaged in the vaccination risk awareness movement at vaclib.org and vaccinetruth.com. So that's another couple websites that you might want to check out that are colleagues, friends, and sponsors of the Inside Hour. Now, just give me a minute. Let me take a breath of fresh air here and drink a little bit of water. I'll be right with you. Okay. I'm actually broadcasting from magnificent God's country, Northern Idaho, where if you've been visiting Northern Idaho, you know it's pretty dry up here. And so it's been hot, dry, and it's the environment and the time of the year where the decision makers have decided to pollute the most magnificent lake, certainly one of the most magnificent lakes remaining in the United States. So I'm going to be sharing the next couple of minutes the tragedy of what's coming down here. So this is a feature that we've just released. As a matter of fact, if you're on our email list, drlenhorowitz.com email list, and how to get on there is simply you'll link from drlenhorowitz.com to Healthy World Distributing and then put your name in to the email list and you will receive emails such as the one I'm going to be sharing with you now. It's headlined, Environmentalists Proclaim July 10th, that's yesterday, folks, 2006, as 2-4-D Day, Bush-Kempthorne chemical contributions tied to massive lake poisonings. Environmental groups have declared Monday, July 10th, 2006, 2-4-D Day, an international day of mourning, as Republican officials are expected to begin dumping nearly 400,000 pounds of deadly herbicides into Lake Pend'Oreille, America's largest remaining pristine lake. The poisons, Sonar, which is fluoridone, and 2,4-D, a component of Agent Orange, will spread from Idaho's famed tourist boating and fishing attractions to many regions across the Great Northwest. Rivers, streams, and private wells throughout Washington State, Southwest Canada, the Columbia River, and the western part of Oregon are expected to be affected. The massive intoxication will additionally contaminate the Pacific Ocean, but not before taking a huge aquatic and terrestrial toll. Experts predict this unprecedented, quote, milfoil eradication program, end quote, will have a devastating effect on numerous species of aquatic plants vital to wildlife and the general ecosystem in this most majestic part of America. Watchdog groups are praying for media attention to stop the action. Investigators uncovered evidence proving criminal mischief, showing Idaho's herbicide contracts were declared urgent by Republican Party leaders with conflicting interests. Only after a suspicious grant program was advanced for milfoil did all of this suddenly come about. These party members, these Republican Party agents, exclusively selected chemical treatments when numerous safer options exist. The grant program is being administered through the Department of Agriculture with seed money sourcing from chemical industrialists. What else is new? the conspiracy reaches the White House through Idaho's Governor Dirk Kempthorne, whose gubernatorial campaign was graciously funded by chemical companies, particularly Dow Chemical, a major campaign contributor to Kempthorne and the President of the United States. That company, Dow Chemical, makes both sonar and 2,4-D, and they license sonar to a company called CPRO. Ironically, President Bush recently appointed Kempthorne, if you haven't been paying attention, to direct, or that is oversee, the Interior Department, as well as the Environmental Protection Agency. How's that for irony? The president is widely quoted on the internet. Now get this, here's our brilliant president, saying, quote, "It isn't pollution that's harming the environment. It's the impurities in our air and water that are doing it." According to scientists, milfoil's rapid growth, that's the Eurasian milfoil's rapid growth, is largely due to increasing amounts of decaying organic matter and low oxygen levels, mostly caused by chemical pollution. Wake up! Like algae, milfoil grows well under these conditions. The weed was originally introduced, interestingly enough, by the United States military as a nutrient-rich food source for soldiers. So chemically killing it will worsen the problem by creating more massive amounts of decaying matter, especially now that it is the middle of July, where a lot of the growth has already taken place. It's almost at the peak growth cycle of the plant. And that, as a result, we're going to have more massive organic matter die-off, and that less oxygen and more nutrients like nitrogen, which is going to cause potentially not only the hideous assault on fish and decimation of fish populations, but also an algae bloom like we've never seen here on this pristine lake before. So chemically killing it, that is the milfoil, will worsen the problem by creating more massive amounts of decaying matter. Now, regardless, government officials and weed control administrators here in northern Idaho claim that milfoil is a serious problem for boating, for swimming, and fishing, requiring these chemical assaults. Officials neglect alternative milfoil control methods that are equally effective in chemical eradication, less expensive with minimal risks. And that comes from Jackie Lindenbach, co-founder of the Safe Water, a local environmental group. Arrogantly, they demand that we support the chemical intoxication of our lake for politics and profits, she and other activists proclaim. They were publicly threatened by Republican Representative Eric Anderson, who, in fact, extorted their silence in exchange for empty promises for funding alternative milfoil control methods next year. Now, you know who I am, and I got engaged with these groups because of my heart and my understanding of what the issues are. In fact, if you want to know my background a little bit with expertise in the field of these petrochemicals and these assaults on not only the human species, but various other species, get the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. It came out 3 months before September 11th. Think of the title. That is September 11th, 2001. In June, 3 months before that hideous date, that tragedy, that alleged terrorist attack, which was conducted absolutely, most certainly, by insiders, particularly those within the Bush administration, those who made money on shorting their airline stocks, for example. They knew what was going down. This was a planned demolition. In fact, there was a couple weeks ago in Chicago that they had an international symposium of experts that concluded absolute solid evidence showing this was an inside demolition job. That's how come those buildings came down virtually at the pace of gravity. Falling gravity is because, you see, it wasn't steel that one floor was falling upon another steel girdered system. No way. Every single floor was blown out microseconds apart. And that's how the whole thing ended up collapsing as quickly as it did, virtually decaying into dust in the process. So, my background in public health, my Harvard degree is in public health, and my book, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare deals substantially with the pesticide programs, and of course, herbicides are in the same family in most cases as pesticides, slight differences in chemical structuring and organophosphates, and ultimately you can begin to understand why neurology is affected, immunology is affected, and both whether it's a herbicide or whether it's a pesticide, it's a cancer trigger. And so that's the book, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. Now we've got Death in the Water oozing down along Idaho's main northern waterway. So I got engaged with these organizations. And in fact, Anderson, this Republican representative who really created this entire program, he made these grant monies available for the purpose, and he's staunchly in favor only, exclusively, of chemical poisoning, rejecting all the safer and no-risk alternatives, that is, and far less expensive in most cases than chemical. So following the availability of federal funding sources from apparently a Dow Trust grant, and we're further investigating that conflict of interest, Anderson christened himself, get this, Morty Milfoil. He persuaded House Agricultural Committee members to accept the seed money that grows into chemical companies' profits when annual sales are made from spoiling alternative, more natural weed control options. It's much like the chemical companies that initially offer free samples of baby formula to poor people. Get them hooked so they can't sustain life naturally any longer. The fact is, milfoil only grows in a narrow band along this magnificent lake, and the shoreline depth of this growth is between 1 and 30 feet at maximum. This lake water level is lowered every fall up to 15 feet, making it far easier than other lakes to reduce milfoil populations naturally. Given the confined growth of this target weed, eradication is therefore best accomplished during the fall and spring when lake water is low and control can be best managed from the shore using combinations of harvesting. Get this. Many communities across the United States are turning their harvested milfoil into composting materials, fertilizers, chicken pellets, and cattle feed, and it can be done all organically so long as you don't pollute and poison these lakes and these ponds. So this is part of what the problem is. Sandpoint officials have disregarded all of this important information. There are insects called weevils. There are bottom barriers. There are oxygenation machines that are highly effective against milfoil and other weed growths that are, again, brought on because of low oxygen levels and high nitrogen levels. Again, safe, effective, low cost, low risk, or virtually no risk alternatives to these hideous herbicides. And yet, Sandpoint and Northern Idaho officials disregard all of this, condemned America's deepest and second largest lake west of the Mississippi to three chemical applications this summer by Aqua Techniques, a known military contractor. This challenged habitat is also home. If you've read the book Death in the Air, you know this. This lake, incredible, majestic, pristine lake, is home. That is, it was until yesterday. Home to the United States Navy's cutthroat, deep water, unmanned, satellite-controlled nuclear submarine. About a 120-foot sub operates in these waters. Incredibly, as it may seem, the sub routinely dives here to more than 1,000 feet. Now think about this, folks. As the chemicals spread from 1 to 30 feet, the shoreline, into these deeper depths and across the lake, they pose unknown risks, making the entire program experimental. Now, rejecting these serious considerations, environmentalists' views, expert presentations, citizen groups' opposition, negative impacts on tourism and local business economy. People can't swim now. They're being told to stay out of the water for 24 hours. I'd say stay out of the water for months. And substantial evidence that herbicides only temporarily, most expensively, restrain milfoil growth. Well, Representative Anderson and his colleagues say that the only choice for eradication is chemical. Get this. These people believe that what they're doing is good. They pride themselves on being intelligent, don't they? For example, you have here Miss Leslie Marshall. She says, we know that herbicides kill milfoil, end quote. She's the director of the Public Works Department of Weed Division. Calling the chemical applications harmless, she was quoted in newspapers as saying, to swimmers in aquatic life, she and Aqua Techniques began poisoning this lake yesterday. She prides herself. In fact, I, with about a dozen other people, met with her just yesterday morning, hours before they began this poisoning effort. We tried to persuade her otherwise. And she prides herself on being fairly intelligent. She said that she has looked into everything that she could find on the issue. Well, that was a little honest. It was honest. But here's the problem. 95% of what they're pumping into this lake, they have no clue what it is. 72% of 2,4-D, they have no clue what it is. Why? Because they are listed as inerts, or that is, other ingredients that they don't have to because of the unlawful laws that they have here in the United States of America, turned fascist state of the world. Premier fascist totalitarian nation. Now the chemical companies simply put their most toxic ingredients under the genre, on the umbrella of inerts and or other ingredients, and they keep that information secret. They call it proprietary. So 95% of what they're pouring into the lake now, these genius public officials have no clue anything about them. They don't know what's in them. And that we call intelligence administration. Now, that's essentially what I have to share on the environmental scene this week on the Inside Hour. We're asking for your support if you're on our email list, and I would encourage you to get on it if you're not on it already. Send this news feature out as far and wide as you can. Help people wake up. The most important thing we need to do is public education, because these morons have no clue what they're doing. It's like nobody's home. Nobody's upstairs. Their brains are virtual automatic automatrons, they are best described as. They simply take orders, and it's just like in the Nuremberg trials. People have a Nuremberg defense. They say, I was simply following orders. Well, these orders are causing more and more havoc, reaping nothing but devastation in our pristine environment, as well as in the organic life, terrestrial and aquatic, and we need to really begin to think twice. You know, in the Messianic Age, 1,000 years of world peace, that all calendars, in fact, the Mayan calendars are suggesting it, Judeo-Christian prophets, all of the natives, prophets and the holy men and wise people and the priestesses from around the world are decreeing that we're on the verge of having 1,000 years of world peace, where the spiritual renaissance, in other words, is coming forward so fast and furiously that nothing is going to stand in its way, nothing demonic, nothing stupid, nothing ignorant, nothing evil. We're simply going to be moving to an intelligent form and a spiritually blessed form of life. Well, that's the way it should be. And that in order to accomplish that, besides having two-thirds of the world's idiots be eliminated, and that's what they're doing, it's virtual judgment day or karmic response, if you're so foolish as to go out and throw poisons on your own soil and weed killers and have your children go and play on the lawn thereafter, or go off and believe in the medical deities that vaccinations are your best way to prevent infectious diseases, and you're so stupid as to go and get injected and infected and intoxicated and hypersensitized, well then, maybe, just maybe, your choice, your karma, is to provide a premature demise for you and your loved ones. Alternatively, education, awareness, knowledge is life-saving, is spiritually uplifting. And so the second most important thing, in fact, the primary fact again, since as a Christian Jew, I mean, that's my bias, you know, Dr. Len Horowitz, obviously, I am not Irish. Horowitz is obviously a Jewish name. And for those of you who've known me and supported my work over all these years, you know that I'm a Christian Jew. I'm called a Messianic Jew. And that the whole concept of uplifting the congregation in education, that is the edification of the congregation, is what's necessary for humanity to choose the alternative to lunacy, to the decimation of the populations and the planet. The alternative is sustaining. It's uplifting. It is spiritually engaging to the max. It's wonderful. And that's the wave that we need to surf, the magnificent universal life wave that we need to surf to the shores of tranquility and peace that we are looking forward and is being called the Messianic Age, 1,000 years of world peace. So education, public education, is extremely important. Now, we have a guest, a caller, I believe, online, waiting to get on. Let me ask if she's here with us. Melinda, are you with her? Have you joined us on the Inside Hour?
I am here, my blessed brother.
Hi, sister. I want to introduce you. This is our prophetic sister from the Denver area, and she's been having some wonderful uplifting revelations in the last, let's say, 48 to 72 hours, and I invited on her on the Inside Hour to share. Go ahead, sweetie. Share what's on your heart.
In case you lose me, my phone is starting to beep as though it's trying to time out on me, so I'll try to be quick here. Number one, I'm extremely moved by the things that you just shared, which I didn't know about, and the day before that I called you, my husband and I had talked about you, and he said, because of the information that you were exposing here and making known to all mankind, that we needed to pray for you. And over the past 24 hours, there's just been an urgency in my heart. Call Lynn. And so, Dr. Horowitz, I bless you in the blessed name of the Messiah, Yeshua, and I invoke his name for your family and all who are listening, for our protection and for the continued revealing of his perfect will for our lives and the work that you're doing. And as I said when I called you, it seems that in the last 3 weeks, as you said and agreed with me, for my husband and I at least, since we spoke last, there has been a quickening, a multiplication of the synchronicities of things that God is showing to us, and weaving both what we have learned some 25 to 30 years ago, and some of which we put on the back burner, and now he's brought back and is showing us the connectedness in all of these different background understandings from multiple multicultural realms, and taking us then into the biological realm and the scientific realm with, you know, the various movies that are out, What the Bleep Do We Know, quantum physics, and many different things, that is just bringing so many answers so quickly in understanding the mathematical structure of who we are and what God tells us in his word to help prepare us for the time that we're in. And the thought that I had was, my husband and I had said to each other, time's up, the gig's up. These people that are doing these things, it's about to come to an end. And the thought that we had was concerning quantum physics and this little space of time and what we're learning about our relationships with one another, to step back when things happen and not react and have this little space in which you have a moment to change your mind and potentially go into a totally different parallel universe, which we would now, as with the work that you are bringing together with people having part in the 144,000 song that could potentially uplift all mankind in an instant and return us back to this place of paradise or heaven on earth that we've talked about, the messianic millennial kingdom.
You know, I want to share, thank you. First of all, thank you so much for sharing that. And it's triggered in me what has been on my heart also as a revelation that's coming on so strong in the last several months. That is the different parallel universe. That is the kingdom of heaven being near, and it is accessible right here, right now, at every moment by faith and choice in that communion. You know, the fact that we could commune with that Holy Spirit power of divine love by choice and understand that it is the most fulfilling and uplifting and saving spirit in the entire universe, and that by choice our minds, that little fear mechanism in our heads shuts down, our hearts open up, and we can walk forward as though we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil because we're in heaven.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hey, you bet. Hallelujah. Praise Yah, sister.
Yes,
love you.
Praise his name. And what I'm thinking of and wanted to ask you about is this possibility perhaps of this little space of time. Prophetically in Scripture, it talked about a space of time where there was silence in heaven for the space of a half an hour. And I know that in quantum physics, it talks about breaking things down to a smaller and smaller and smaller quantum till you get to this place where you can't cut this space of time or whatever in you can't cut it in half anymore, so it has to be a half of something. And the thought was coming to me about this, it's like a window of opportunity. And so this window of opportunity can be at every moment, but it seems that there is this worldwide uplifting of consciousness where so many people are becoming aware of these various thought processes taking place from within themselves and as a collective force. That, what are your thoughts on this? Is this what we're talking about?
Well, I think from the concept of quantum physics and particle science, where you begin to cut things smaller and smaller and half, ultimately, you engage kind of like the whole alternative of dimension and also black holes and wormholes and this whole concept of there being a matrix. And that is what we've advanced. For those of you who haven't seen the book Walk on Water, we have advanced the mathematical matrix of everything in the entire universe. We now have had, by divine revelation, understanding that the perfect circle of sound that, again, in the book Healing Codes, we began in 99 to reveal the first six tones. Now we know there are nine. We know there are absolutely, certainly, the core creative frequencies. We also have confirmation from independent investigators worldwide that have been saying that this is the core nine numbers, nine frequencies of sound from which all sacred geometry evolves. It comes out of the water that's being literally vibrated and precipitated into the sacred geometric forms of all of these particles that you're talking about. And whether you know, as above, so below, what is true on the macrocosm is true in the microcosm. And so, you know, you begin to see that it's all the same. It's all the same forms, sacred geometric forms, whether it's a five-pointed pentagonal structured human being with two arms, two legs, and a head. That's a pentagon. And when you see that the perfect circle of sound, you can lay it out as we have done in one of the figures in the book, Walk on Water, and you see that that is a spiraling, that the pentagon is part of a spiraling sequence of numbers that are engaged in this circle, in this perfect circle. And so, again, you know, the pentagram and the pentagon and certain structures have been taken over by the occult sciences and the occult individuals and the demonic forces, and there's so much propaganda. You know, you've got a lot of people in the Christian community, as soon as you even mention pentagon, say, oh my goodness, you know, these people must be satanic. But if you understand that the Creator is the source of all creation.
Oh, thank you. This is exactly, you're telling the story of exactly what we've gone through in the last 3 weeks specifically, that no matter where we turn, the synchronicities of God bringing this same message that you just spoke from every direction, we cannot turn any direction without this same understanding coming to us. In fact, PBS television had on just a few minutes ago a program tonight about Einstein, and they went into the string theory, and if anybody gets a chance to find that in their area and watch it, it's a really wonderful program explaining exactly what you just said about the circle, and it was basically string theory.
Yeah, it is. It's a time of revelation. I mean, I'm getting phone calls from Hollywood producers asking me to collaborate on planning television series around these types of revelations. But of course, it's not coming across to the mainstream media. It's always got a spin, and the technology for this, and it really all it amounts to is that the Illuminati, the global industrialists that control the media, understand that there's a spiritual renaissance. They've pulled out all stops to try to, stop it, slow it down, do whatever they can do. They're going to lose in the end. I believe that they even know it, but they're so blinded by their power and lust for control and wealth that they simply are continuing in this, you know, parade. Even though the emperor's got no clothes, people are yelling and screaming, the emperor's got no clothes, and more people are yelling, who the hell cares whether the emperor's got clothes on or not? I'm feeling blessed and uplifted by a Holy Spirit power of divine love that's sustaining me and sustaining my loved ones and my family.
Yes.
And so that's where salvation, if it's survival of the fittest, if it's evolution of the species and survival of the fittest, guess what? Guess who's going to survive? It's not these morons. It's going to be people who have an open heart.
Yes.
And a love that runs from the center of the universe in this river of life.
That is so beautiful. Thank you for stating what you just did. These people, the Bible says that Yahweh is going to destroy those who are the destroyers of the earth. And I believe that they are going to, just like these photons that pop in and out, they're going to disappear. And here's what the Lord has been putting on my heart, is that what we look at, what we focus upon, that's what we see. What we believe is what we see. This is what they've talked about in quantum physics. So what we have to do is we have to see the beautiful unified family and loving relationships and focus on those things that we desire to have come into being, into manifestation out of the realm of the spirit, get as gifts from our Heavenly Father. And these things are absolutely coming to pass in my own life and my relationship with my husband and my family.
Hallelujah. That's awesome. Same with us here.
To be so.
Yeah, that's great. You know, again, we've got just a couple minutes, and I got to wrap up. I want to thank you for joining us and sharing from your heart. And your anytime, you're welcome on the Inside Hour. If you get any additional revelations, please share them with us. It's
thank
awesome
you
having you on the program.
My prayers and our prayers are with you.
Thank you so much. So I want to just mention a couple things that this triggered. I mean, there's 80% of what the media presents is the truth. Like the program tonight that Melinda talked about being an understanding of Einstein's concepts regarding the string theory and the circular universal theory, all of this is true. However, 80% is insufficient to give you the full picture. And that the Bible tells you very clearly a half truth or even 80% truth is virtually as good as a complete lie. To get the full picture, you've got to give your faith and trust and awareness over to a full picture, a full spiritual, spirit-filled domain. And that is directed by only one source. It is a common source. It is our common creator. In that power, we are unified. Out of it, we are easily divided like sheep going to the slaughter. The concept that we're advancing, Melinda just mentioned it in terms of the word, the heart. This is a heartfelt evolutionary process. This is a time when those who are in tune or tuned in to the spirit flow are being uplifted in an open-hearted, most loving sense. That is, if you're not engaging this process, if your heart and head are closed, in fact, if you're in your head versus your heart more of the time, you're really not going along with what's taking place now on this planet. You're out of the loop. You're out of the perfect circle of sound, because the central core frequency we've now proven established with hard, solid science is that the 528 hertz frequency is the frequency of love. It is the core creative frequency of the entire universe. It is the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum. It is the center of the rainbow. In the center of the rainbow is the color green. It is the center of the color green, which is your heart chakra. It is the center of your heart. And this knowledge, these revelations, and this science literally prove that the center of your heart is connected to the center of the universe. And as that flow, that power, that divine anointing, that Holy Spirit power of divine love pours forth in these end times, those with open hearts allowing that flow to flow, guess what? Those people are going to survive and thrive. If you're closed-hearted to this, guess what? Your hearts are going to implode. You will be devastated. You will have heart attacks. And that's how it ends, folks. That's the last final act on this lunatic planet, which is evolving now into a sane, loving place to hang out. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. This is the Inside Hour. We've come to the end of the hour. I'm going to be turning it back over to Don Newsom at BBS Radio Central. I want to thank again our hosts of this program, our sponsors of the program, come from HealthyWorldDistributing.com. HealthyWorldDistributing.com. Check out that website. Toll-free number to call is 888-508-4787. That's 888-508-4787. And I'm going to talk to you again next Tuesday night. Get your family, get your friends, get your people who you want to save and support. Please bring them online to bbsradio.com. I love you. Talk with you next Tuesday night, same time on BBS Radio. Bye for now.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.